May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year, new life. New year, new life. May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year, new life. New year, new life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Musaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min shaytan rajim. Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alik wa sahabiki ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurullah.
MashaAllah. Viewers of Madri channel, welcome to the series of programs New Year, New Life in this month of Muharram, the first month in the Islamic calendar. And in these series of programs, we're talking about aspects that are related to this month and the people that have had significant impact on this month as well. And today, inshallah, azawajal, we've got another topic that relates to, I don't know how to explain this, but inshallah, when we get to introducing the topic, we'll introduce it then. But for the beginning now, we'll give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have said that wherever you may reside, wherever you are, recite Durood-e Pak upon me, because your durood reaches me. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madri channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make it part of your routine, that you set aside a certain time in the day, whether you're traveling, whether you're doing some work or whatever it is, put some time aside and recite Durood-e Pak. The topic of the day. Well, in recent days, we've talked about the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, we're going to talk about the Sahaba and the love that they had for the Ahlul Bayt. And who are the Ahlul Bayt and who are the Sahaba? In simple terms, inshallah, the Mubaliks that are here in the studio will, inshallah, explain that to us. Hafiz Rafaq is, mashallah, here with us. As we said, the topic of the day is the Sahaba and the love that they had for the Ahlul Bayt. Gee, Hafiz Sahab, I'll get you to start because Harumba is still getting wide for sound.
Gee, mashallah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very important topic about loving the Sahaba ikram and the Ahlul Bayt. But what we're going to discuss as well is how much, you know, they had love for one another as well.
Before you continue though, for those viewers who have heard the terminology Sahaba, they've heard the terminology Ahlul Bayt on the Friday prayers. They hear the Imam Sahib saying these things, but they're too embarrassed to ask who these people are. If you can just define, simple. I know there will probably be 99% of the people out there that understand this, but for the sake of those people that don't, if you can just define what a Sahaba is and what the Ahlul Bayt are.
You know, every Prophet have had companions, but the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the best ones. So anyone who was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they accepted Islam and they died with Iman as well. You know, so if they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had, you know, interaction with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is called as a Sahaba. Ahlul Bayt are amongst the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, especially those Ahlul Bayt that were at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they've got now two ranks. They are also a companion, a Sahabi and Sahabiyat, and they also from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for us to love and respect them is very, very important.
So basically, Ahlul Bayt is defined as the family of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
So the Ahlul Bayt is the family of the life. For example, we're discussing Hazrat Sayyidina Hasanain Karimain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Now they are also the Ahlul Bayt, and they are also Sahabi as well. You know, so subhanAllah, they have a very high rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it's very important as Muslims that we love the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt. Now today's topic, you know, we want to also discuss about the love the Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahlul Bayt. You know, because the shaitan can whisper, you know, there are a minority of people who do say that ma'azallah, the Sahaba Ikram, you know, you don't have to love and respect them, it's only the Ahlul Bayt. Or some say it's the Ahlul Bayt, another Sahaba Ikram. Alhamdulillah, we love the Sahaba Ikram and we love the Ahlul Bayt, and they loved one another as well. And yesterday we learned that when you have love for the Ahlul Bayt, it is wajib. You know, it's necessary, yeah, that you have love for the Ahlul Bayt, or else without the love of the Ahlul Bayt, you know, you cannot be a true Muslim. And without the love of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't be a true Muslim.
There's a few hadiths with regards to the enmity that people, you know, with regards to those people that have enmity with the Ahlul Bayt. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with the whips of fire from Hawdah Kawthar. upon the course on the day.
Allahu Akbar.
So this is, I mean, and I think Harun Bhai mentioned it a couple of days ago, and I think both of you probably mentioned it, that, you know, love of the Ahlul Bayt is part of our iman. Love of the Ahlul Bayt is something that we need to teach to our children as well. Love of the Ahlul Bayt, love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love of the Quran. But as we've said, that, you know, very few of us know about these unique dignitaries and who these people are. And inshallah, through these series of programs, we'll learn something about them. And hopefully we can instill some love inside us. And hopefully we're trying to create a thirst inside you, that you go away from here and you have this thirst inside you to gain more knowledge on the topic.
We have a very great Sahabi who was Qatib-e-Wahi. And he's also called the uncle of the Ummat as well. You know, the Amma or the Ummat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we need to have love for Sayyidina Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was not only Sahabi, you know, he was given many titles, and, you know, he had that very close relationship to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There's a hadith here in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Allah azza wa jalla chose me and like my companions for me. Then amongst them, He Almighty made my ministers, helpers and relatives. So whoever swears at them, there is a curse of Allah azza wa jalla. His angels and all the humans on him. I, on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jalla will neither accept any of his fard nor any of his nafil. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke with regards to the sahaba, and you mentioned the sahaba there, that the one who speak ill of my companions has deviated from my path, and his abode is the hellfire. It is a topic that I think, again, it's something that we need to educate our youth, and all, well, we all need to be educated about it, but it's something that we need to teach so that this message continues on.
Khalid Bhai, I think when it comes to this message, we need to go back to the basics, because as Hafiz Sahib rightly pointed out, in these times, the shaitan is working overtime to try and establish some sort of enmity between the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt, and people are getting mixed up in this to the extent that they are losing their iman because they are saying bad things about one or the other. So let's go down back to basics, and I want you to follow me through here, because this is very important. Why do we love the Ahlul Bayt? Because they are the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Without doubt.
Why do we love these amazing companions? You know, why do we love Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Mawla Ali, you know, Hazrat Bilal, Hazrat Zubair, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf, all these great Sahaba Ikram, these amazing person. Why do we love them all? We love them all because they were the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's your ground, that's your base. You know, Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of creation, the chosen one of Allah azza wa jal, the Mustafa. When it comes to the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the best family that anybody has ever inherited. Why? Because Allah azza wa jal gave to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best companions, the best family, without a doubt. So that's your starting point. Now, the reason we love them is because of our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's not forget that. There's no other reason, is there? I mean, if they weren't related, if the Ahlul Bayt Athar weren't related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would we know about them? No. If these blessed companions weren't the companions and didn't sacrifice their lives at the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would we care about them? No. So our connection goes back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what you've got to remember. 1460 years later, if somebody brought into this room right now and said to you, okay, this is Hakim Medina, yeah? I'm going to give you an example. And he shouldn't do, but he placed it on the floor. What would all three of us do? We'd jump up and say, how dare you put it on the floor? And if he asked why, what would you say? Because this has come from the city of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But why? Well, you'd say, I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even now, 1460 years later, the dust of Medina is the crown of our heads. And we're talking about these amazing personalities, who each one of them, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, follow whoever, whichever one you want, you will be guided. And how dare we question or even think about who they were or their actions or anything else. You are simply commanded to follow them. You know, if a teacher comes into the room to teach you and you start to pick holes in that or try to pick holes in that teacher's character, what are you going to learn? You're not. We aren't here to judge these great companions.
Gee.
We are here to love them, respect them and honor them because of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's that. And let me just go to the Sahaba Ikram. You know, the Sahaba Ikram, these are the people, you know, Khalid Bhai, when nobody was helping Islam, These are the people who sacrificed everything. You know, today there are 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. But we owe a debt of gratitude to those companions who were around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, who gave us everything and made us everything we are today.
It would be a routine that whenever, you know, expeditions would go and when they would come back with the war booty, the first people that would get the share was the Ahl Bayt. You know, so that was at the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, I mentioned that waqia the other day, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whose son Abdullah ibn Umar, you know, he complained and he goes, "Dad, why is it that Hassan and Hussein get more than I do?" And he goes, "If your dad is Ali, your mother is Fatima, your grandfather is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your grandmother is Khadija, you'll get more as well." Allah. You know, so that shows you how much respect. There's a very beautiful waqia about Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, that Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's on the Mimber-e-Park and he's praising Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. He says that when Ali talks, he is like a lion who's roaring. And when Ali gives, it's like, you know, he gives in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then someone asked that, "Ya Amirul Mumineen," because he's the Amirul Mumineen, "are you afzal, better, or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu?" And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke chand nukush, just a few examples of Hazrat Ali are better than Ali Abu Sufyan, are better than a whole family of Abu Sufyan.
You know how foolish these people are that, you know, try and set up this battle or this enmity between the Sahaba Ikram and Ahl Bayt. Let me give you an example. Usri is sat here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala ni paak, and said, by the blessings of the dust of the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're all in the Madni Mahal and we're all friends. Now, sat here, what if somebody sat at home and he starts saying, "Well, Hafiz Saab doesn't like Harun, and Harun doesn't like Khalid, and, you know, Khalid is this, but Harun is this," and that. You think you sat at home millions of miles away and you're just speculating. How foolish are you? This is what these people do about the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt. They don't have any knowledge. You know, and I said this the other day, and I don't say it lightly. This is Dawat Islami. You know, Nigrani Shiraz Bayans are very to the point. You know, you've not learned how to do wuzu properly, but you're going about trying to look at the character of the great Sahaba Ikram and the magnificent Ahl Bayt Athar. Who are you? Learn how to do wuzu properly first. And you know, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these three hadithi mubarakah, and I'm going to quote all three, because for the viewers of Madinah, I think it's very important to listen to these, and I'm going to read them directly. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, "Indeed, Allah Almighty chose me and liked my companions for me. Then amongst them, He Almighty made my ministers, helpers, and relatives. So whoever swears at them, there is the curse of Allah Almighty, His angels and all human beings upon him, i.e. on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will neither accept any of his farz,
Allahu Akbar,
nor any of his nafil." And you know this last bit, it really made me think, Abu Sab, on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will neither accept any of his fard nor his nafl.
Allah.
Now who prays fard or nafl? It's got to be somebody who claims to be a Muslim. We're not talking about non-believers here. So this is why it's very, very important. But the shaitan is there to take away your good deeds. And maybe the shaitan is here deceiving you into saying blasphemous things, because the curse of Allah is upon the one who says the wrong thing about the Sahaba Ikram. Then the second one, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, "Keep fearing Allah Almighty in relation to my companions.
Subhanallah.
Do not target them by accusing them and talking ill of them after me. Therefore, whoever loved them did so out of my love," which was the point I was making, "and whoever kept enmity against them actually did so and having enmity against me. Whoever hurt them hurt me. Whoever hurt me displeased Allah Almighty. And whoever displeases Allah Almighty, soon Allah Azza wa Jal will hold him to account."
SubhanAllah.
That is very, very serious. And the last one, very short hadith in Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, "The one who spoke ill of my companions has deviated from my path. His abode is the fire." Now those three hadith in Mubarakah taken together are enough so when anybody is mentioning anything about the Ahl Bayt, the Athar, or the Sahaba Ikram in a negative, it's enough for you to completely get up from them. What you said, keep yourself away from these people. Why? Because you're looking at the curse of Allah, you're looking at hurting Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're looking at the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
You know the love the Sahaba Ikram have for the Ahl Bayt. There's a very beautiful waqia that the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, you know, know, with the Ahl-e Bayt, Imam Hassan and Hussein and there as well, and they're traveling. And Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gets a bit tired and he sits down. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was he? He was one of the Ashabi Sufa. And he was one of the greatest Sahabi who has narrated the most hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does he do? He gets his chadar off. Now Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is in his old age now. And Hazrat Imam Hussein is a child. So what he does is he takes off his chadar and he starts to clean the feet of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussein, he goes, uncle, what are you doing? And he goes, my son, Allah ki qasam, the one who knew what your status is, he will carry you on your shoulders.
Allah, Allah.
Now this was the love Allah that the Sahaba Ikram had. You know, we're not in a situation where we see, you know, after 1400 years later, we see here this one, the, you know, alhamdulillah, the Ahl-e Bayt and the Sahaba Ikram are hand in hand. And that's how we need to leave them. And inshallah, that's how we'll be successful.
We're now going to go for a little break. We've got a kalam, a specific kalam with regards to this time of the year, inshallah. So let's go to the kalam of the day, inshallah, and then we'll come back to our team in the studio, inshallah. So let's go to the kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu
ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya bint Rasulillah, ya bint Rasulillah, بنت رسول الله يا بنت رسول الله يا زهراء يا زهراء يا زهراء يا زهراء شهزادی خیر الورا ہے سیدہ زهراء شهزادی کونین ہے سیدہ زهراء شہزادی خیر الورا ہے سیدہ زہرا شہزادی کونین ہے سیدہ زہرا ہے رتبہ اس لیے کونین میں عصمت کا عفت کا شرف حاصل ہے ان کو دامن زہرا سے نسبت کا یا زہرا کہتے ہیں جنت ملک ہے خاتون جنت کا جسے کہتے ہیں جنت ملک ہے خاتون جنت کا یا زہرا یا زہرا یا زہرا یا زہرا شہزادی خیر الورا ہے سیدہ زہرا شہزادی کونین ہے سیدہ زہرا انہی کے ماہ پارے دو جہاں کے لاج والے ہیں انہی کے ماہ پارے دو جہاں کے لاج والے ہیں انہی کے ماہ پارے دو جہاں کے لاج والے ہیں یہی ہے مجمع بحرین سر چشمہ ہدایت کا یہی ہے مجمع بحرین سر چشمہ ہدایت کا یا زہرا یا زہرا یا زہرا یا زہرا شہزادی خیر الورا ہے سیدہ زہرا شہزادی کونین ہے سیدہ زہرا وہ چادر جس کا چاند سورج نے نہیں دیکھا وہ چادر جس کا چل چاند سورج نے نہیں دیکھا وہ چادر جس کا چل چاند سورج نے نہیں دیکھا بنے گی حشر میں پردہ گناہگاران امت کا بنے گی
حشر میں پردہ گناہگاران امت کا. سالک بھی یارب دعوی جنت کرے حق ہے. اگر سالک بھی یارب دعوی جنت کرے حق ہے. جو وہ زہرا کی ہے یہ بھی تو ہے خاتون جنت کا. جو وہ زہرا کی ہے یہ بھی تو ہے خاتون جنت کا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Mandichan, you're watching New Year, New Life, and I hope that you enjoyed that kalam as much as we did here in the studio as well. And again, these kalams, what are they there for? They're there to instill that love inside us, to instill that love of the Prophet, love of anything that's associated with the Prophet, love of the companions, love of the Ahl-e Bayt, love of Medina. And again, my Urdu, as most of you know, these two brothers know more than others, my Urdu is quite weak, but what little words I do understand, inshallah, it does instill that love inside you. And I think it's very important that we listen to these and we learn these and we teach our children these so that they can, and it's another method of instilling the love in their hearts for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions and the Ahl-e Bayt. Before the break, we were talking about the respect that they had for the companions, and Hafiz Saab mentioned the incident where Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Huraira, mashallah, he wiped the dust of the feet of Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. Imam Hussain at that time was only a young boy, but he said to him that if people knew of your status, I know of your status, if people were to know of your status, they would carry you on your shoulders. I'm just doing this. And again, that's a perfect example of the love that they had for each other, that there was no enmity between them, the love that they had, the respect that they had, and the honor that. And this love that the Sahaba had for the Ahl-e Bayt is also seen in modern times as well, where the people, we can see in modern times that the pious people of the past and the pious people today, the love that they have for Ahl-e Bayt. And if you look at Amir al-Sunnah, the respect that he has for the Sayyids, for the Ahl-e Bayt as well, that you see many, many times on Madani Muzakarah,
you know,
if there's anything that needs to be done, he'll rather have the Sayyids come forward first.
The example I'm going to give, Hafsab, is this. You know, if I claim to be your good friend, but I have some enmity towards your children, yeah, so I try to say, I say nasty things about your children, and I say differently, I say, you know, one is better than the other, and I say nasty things, would you be my friend? Tell me the truth. How then can we aim to please the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the same time, you know, take the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba Ikram and say nasty things about them?
It's
foolish.
Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, some foolish people, they say that ma'azallah, you know, he had hatred for this family and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, he doesn't like the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, can you imagine if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew everything, why would he give him his two daughters in his hand? You know, if you do a rishta of your daughter, yeah, you would choose the best, you know, husband for your daughter. So in the same way, do we know better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did he not know that he's got hatred of
God? It's not only that, Afsab, that normally what happens when you give your daughter to someone, then after the marriage, there's certain things that you didn't realize about your son-in-law before the marriage. And once you get married, you realize the weaknesses and this and that. And sometimes you have these doubts in your mind. Did I make the right decision? Did I make the wrong decision? But in this particular case, when the first daughter of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he didn't hesitate in giving his second daughter. So it wasn't like, you know, before someone gets married, you check them out, you try and find out as much, but you can't find out everything.
There's a hadith about the mafhum, Halid. I'm not going to mention the number, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum is that even if I had more, I would have given them the nikah.
The point Hafsah makes is that the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl-e Bayt Atahhar went hand in hand. These, you know, foolish people, and I don't say that lightly, you know, 1460 years later, sat in the comfort of their, you know, homes in front of their computers, are thinking, we know everything there was. Look at the example you gave, Khalid Bey, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, two daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married to him. Look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his daughter is married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is the mother of the believers. Look at the status of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that he names his children after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. I mean, there's another narration here from Bukhari Sharif, that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was chosen to be Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, the Khalifa of the Muslims, then due to having a relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that love, he took very good care of the Ahl-e Bayt. He was especially watching out for the Ahl-e Bayt Atahhar. And he said that the relatives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to me than my own relatives. So he put the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his own family. So foolish is the person today who says that, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had any sort of grudge against them. This is in his khilafat, he was the one who was looking after them. And this is how their relationship was. Their relationship was brilliant and superb, and the books of history testify to that. But today, the ignorant come along. And I gave this example a few months ago, some of you remember, that, you know, when you go to, say you go to the tall buildings. So I give the example of the Petronas Towers in Malaysia, two of the tallest buildings in the area. Now there are taller buildings than them. And one is slightly greater, taller than the other. Slightly. So if you stood at the bottom and you look up, you don't know, you've got no way of knowing, because you're tiny there and these buildings are hundreds of meters high. If I told you to look up, yeah, and tell me which is taller, you'd say, how foolish are you being? How can I stand at the feet of these buildings and tell you which is taller? Well, it's the same that applies to the Sahaba Ikram and Ahl-e Bayt Atahhar. We stood at the feet of the Sahaba Ikram and Ahl-e Bayt Atahhar. How can we judge which is taller? They're in the skies. You just keep your head down and keep cleaning the feet.
Subhanallah. We've got a little package now. Let's go to the package. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, today if you want to meet a celebrity, let's say you want to meet the Prime Minister or the President, first of all, to meet someone on this level, it's very difficult. But let's say you got the opportunity to meet someone on this level. First of all, to speak to them, to have a meeting with them, you'll have to wait months in advance for a meeting with them. Then once you go for the meeting, this will probably last for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, meaning the duration will be fixed because these type of people, they're very busy. And then once you met someone on that level, it's very difficult to meet them again. Dear viewers, if you want to speak to Allah, if you want to have a meeting with Allah, first of all, there is no meeting that you have to fix. Any time of the day, day or night, any time, you raise your hand in the court of Allah and you can speak to Allah. Then the duration, to meet someone, a celebrity, you can only maybe last for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But if you want to speak to Allah, it's up to you how long you speak to Allah. And then with the celebrity of this world, most likely you won't get the chance again. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, any time of the day you can speak to Allah. Then after 1 hour again, you can again raise your hands in the court of Allah and speak to Allah again. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, on a daily basis, we should try to speak to Allah by making dua. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, request in the court of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept all your lawful du'as and remove your difficulties. And on a daily basis, today we check our WhatsApp, we check our social media. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, on a daily basis, try to open the Quran and see what message Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching the series of programs New Year, New Life. And today we're talking about the love that the Sahaba had for the Ahlul Bayt, and also the love that we need to have for the Sahaba, the love that we need to have for the Ahlul Bayt as well. There's one incident that I want Hafizab to relate to me, Hafizab, and it came to my mind, but I thought rather than me relating it, I want you to relate it. The incident where Ala Hazrat was invited to someone's house, and they came with a palanquin, and they took him there, and the expression of love that he had in that person. So you can, I mean, I know it's a beautiful waqia, and I could relate it, but I want to listen to it. I want to sit here and listen to it. I want to get the benefit of listening to the waqia rather than relaying that waqia. And that will show the love that Ala Hazrat had. And again, it'll give us an example of the love that we need to have as well.
You know, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, when you talk about someone who had the love for the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt, Ala Hazrat was a shining example. Now, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he was invited to a village, you know, for a bayan or just to meet his murids. And obviously, out of love, the murids, they bought a palanquin. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, he was in this palanquin and, you know, a few steps only, and he says, you know, put me down quickly. You know, as if, you know, this is really, really urgent. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he asked those four people who were carrying him, you know, tell me, is any of you a Sayyid? Because I can smell the fragrance of a Sayyid. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was told that, you know, once he said, ya Hazrat, I am a Sayyid. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, you know, I want you to sit in this palanquin and I'm going to carry you. Because I've got the fear that on the day of judgment, what if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, oh Ahmad Raza, it was the only my children left to carry you. So therefore, I want to do, as they say, kafara of this. So you know, this gharib Sayyid, he goes that, ya Hazrat, please, you know, this is my duty, it's my job, I get paid for it. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that no. And he come to a stage where Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to take his imama off and place it in his feet and says, please come inside. Allah. So he's that Sayyid sat in the palanquin and Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was carrying him. And he says that people who were there, they were crying, literally screaming because, you know, they've never seen anything like this. And subhanAllah, this is what Ala Hazrat, and we're proud to be, you know, the ones that Alhamdulillah are named after, you know, Abu Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's only one thing I want to say here as well is that sometimes, you know, in Urdu, Harun Bhai says, ke, hum dua likhte rahe, wo daga padhte rahe. Hum dua likhte rahe. We were writing dua, wo daga padhte rahe. They were reading daga. Why? Because there was a dot on the ayin. Dua means prayer, daga means fraud. हम दुआ लिखते रहे वो दगा पढ़ते रहे एक नुक्ते ने महरम से मुजरिम कर दिया. If you put a dot under the mahram, it becomes a mujrim. Mahram means respectful, mujrim means chor. So how, what is the proper pronunciation of Sayyid? It's not Sayyid. Sayyid. Sayyid means someone who should follow. Sayyid means someone who should be followed. So these are our Sayyid. In the same way, Amir al-Sunnah also mentions about Murshad and Murshid. Some people say, you know, Mare Murshad or no. We are their Murshad. Murshad means someone who should follow. Murshid means someone who you should follow. Where did we learn this? In Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah.
Allah. And again, you know, whenever I listen to that story, I can picture the scene where the people are there crying. He's the imam of the time. He's the greatest scholar of his time. And yet he humbled himself. Why? Because in front of these great Sayyid, the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But viewers and mashallah, today on New Year, New Life, we're talking about the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ahlul Bayt. The love that the companions had for the Ahlul Bayt, the respect that they had for them. And in that, we've been told by both of the people in the studio here that the great status of the Sahaba, but when we see the love and the respect that they had for the Ahlul Bayt, that's a lesson for us. That's a lesson for us of how we should respect and love the Ahlul Bayt. And there are the messages. We're not here, like I said many, many times, we're not here just to tell you nice bedtime stories that you can listen to a story before you go to sleep and think, nah, that was a nice story. But the message in the stories is things that we need to learn from these stories. We've got approximately 10 minutes, half a sab on a room by, you know, regarding this topic about the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, how we need to love them and respect them. And I think there's a lot that can learn from today, but I'm hoping there's a lot that we can take away from here and implement in our lives as well.
You know, another way of showing your love for the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahlul Bayt, is whenever Allah Ta'ala blesses you with a child, keep you after their names. Nowadays what happens is, whenever Allah Ta'ala blesses us with a child, you know, we give him a name. You know, it doesn't even have a meaning sometimes. Or it has a meaning, but that meaning is not a good meaning. And then later on, we have to change that name. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. So, Alhamdulillah.
Find a name that nobody's had.
Kusana Bandeirani. If you know, jungle jao. You know, so the thing is, we need to understand that one of the ways that you show love. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed love for Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq by naming his son Abu Bakr.
Allah.
You know, he showed his love for Hazrat Umar by naming his son Umar. So let's try to, you know, have our child's name after the name of these great companions and the Ahl-e Bayt as well. Not only are you going to be not worried about what the name means, you know, Alhamdulillah, even though you don't know the meaning, if it's a Sahabi's name, it's going to be a good meaning, because this name was pronounced, you know, maybe the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that name from his blessed tongue as well. And so try to keep your names after the Sahaba Ikram to show that love.
What lessons can we take from this? You know, we're told that we're, you know, supposed to love. But also the other thing is that we've not really touched upon is that this, you know, nowadays we claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all claim to be lovers. But again, what is the criteria for this? And if you look at the Sahaba and the love that they had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they sacrificed everything for him. You give some examples of the wealth that they sacrificed in the way. Why did they do that? To achieve the pleasure of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And again, lessons can be learned from their lives as well.
Khalifah, when you look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt Athar, their lives were very focused. And their goal in life was just one thing. And that was pleasing Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's nothing else. Now, when we look at our lives and we look at these great hasties, what really baffles me is this. You look at the biography of Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Mawla Ali, Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha.
Fulfill your challenge of turning one breath here.
You look at all of these hasties, yeah? There are books after books about their amazing life, yeah? There's the books about the Sirat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the time to read that.
Allah.
But yet we've got the time to watch the channels, and I'll call them filth, because filth isn't just one way of, you know, the behayai stuff. This is filth as well, where people sit on TV channels and na'uzubillah min zalik, they say nasty things about the Ahl-e Bayt Athar or the Sahaba Ikram. We need to avoid that. How dare in my household, yeah, I'm in charge of that. In my household, I would never want, I'd throw the TV out before the day that somebody puts a channel on where somebody's cursing the Sahaba Ikram or the Ahl-e Bayt Athar. Never let it happen. Never let your children flick through that. Never let that into your life. And I'm going to finish off, Khalbe, I don't know how much time we've got left, but...
30 seconds.
Hakima Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, said something really beautiful. He says, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is aware of every action of his ummati.
Subhanallah.
The blessed eyes of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam can view everything, whether it is hidden or apparent. The one whose eyes are filled with coal of mazagh, the speed of his gaze is beyond our thinking and imagination. He sees everything. And the noblest Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam observes everything. Here action refers to the state of the heart as well, and the greatest Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is aware of the state of our hearts.
Bishuk.
So even if you have a little bit of bad thoughts about the Sahaba Ikram or the blessed companions and the Ahl-e Bayt Athar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will not be happy with you. And if Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam isn't happy with you, zindagi ka maqsad nahi hai. Our life is based around the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his obedience. Now on the day of judgment, when our deeds are being weighed up, hafazab, or just imagine that I was reading in one of the bayans that, you know, Aka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is handing out jams at the Hawza Kawthar. And you are one of those people who has been cursing the companions or the Ahl-e Bayt Athar. What are you going to do on that day? Just imagine, just think.
Allah.
What would you do on that day when everybody's queuing up Everybody loved the Sahaba Ikram, loved the Ahlul Bayt, and you are stood there chained up saying, this is the, you know, and I won't use the word right, this is the Khabees who used to curse the Sahaba Ikram. This is the bad soul who used to curse the Ahlul Bayt Athar. What are you going to do?
There is a saying about that where the Prophet ﷺ did say that when he will be whipped when he comes to my Hawza Kawthar, he will be whipped away from the my Hawza Kawthar. And again, you know, the Astaghfirullah, so now we're in a time where people, you know, they sit and they talk and mazallah, you know, I've seen people arguing on WhatsApp and, you know, on other, you know, social media groups, you know, who's right, who was wrong.
There was a riwayat, a hadith mubarakah, where two companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were arguing and debating over a point. And the Ravi says, Khalid Bay, that they were so fierce in there and forceful in their kind of debate that I thought they were never going to talk to anybody again. You know, they're going to talk to each other again. And then after a short time, I saw them as if they were best friends. And the reason the scholars write was that was if they had a difference of opinion, which they might have done, but if they had a difference of opinion, it was simply for the sake of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't anything in that. Their hearts were clean and pure. So if they disagreed on something, they would think this is best for Islam, and the other one thought this is best for Islam. They disagreed, but 5 minutes later, they were best friends. Why? Because their hearts were pure and clean. Who are you now to come down 1460 years later and start questioning their integrity? How dare you? And you are basically putting into danger your biggest asset. Yes, sure. And your biggest asset is your iman.
Here's the mother channel. You've been watching New Year, New Life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, tomorrow, same time, same place, but with a different topic. But in the meantime, keep watching Madri Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year, new life. New year, new life. May Allah make this year more auspicious for us. New year.